We continue our readings from the Lord's Word by concluding Psalm 19. After reflecting on the Lord and bringing attention to His Word, the psalmist continues, "Also by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is much reward. Who can understand errors? For such are hidden. Render me innocent. Also keep back thy servant from the presumptuous ones. Let them not rule over me. Then I shall be perfect, and I shall be innocent from much transgression. Let the sayings of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thee, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer." Reading further from two passages in the Heavenly Doctrines, there are three essential components of the church: acknowledgement of the Lord's divinity, acknowledgement of the holiness of the Word, and living the life called charity. All people have faith according as they live a life of charity. From the Word, they have a concept of what that life must be, and from the Lord, they gain reformation and salvation. The Word, in its literal sense, is like a treasure chest in which lie arranged in rows precious stones, pearls, and diadems. If people regard the Word as holy and read it as a useful guide to life, the thoughts in their mind can be compared to one who holds such a chest in his or her hand and throws it heavenward. And as it rises, it flies open and the treasures inside reach the angels, who take great pleasure in seeing and carefully examining them. The pleasure they get from this is shared with people and brings about association and also the sharing of perceptions. Here end our readings from the Lord's Word. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Amen.